For 30 years, Mohamed Omer has been looking at microscopic animals floating in the water. Omer works at the Center for Great Lakes and Aquatic Sciences at the University of Michigan. Omer says like phytoplankton, or algae, there are tiny animals floating in the water called zooplankton.
They are very important components in that food chain because they eat phytoplankton and fish eat zooplankton and we eat fish. So this is the food chain and this is one of the important link in the food chain and therefore we are concerned about that.
Omer has been examining a backlog of samples for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Looking at a specimen from Lake Michigan zooplankton taken in 1995, Omer found relatively huge tumors on the tiny animals. About 30% of one of the most important types of zooplankton had the tumors. Since that sample was taken several miles offshore, Omer looked at a sample closer to shore, where pollutants are usually more intense.
And I found that a lot of them were very, zooplankton were sick. Most of them, 71% of some of them had tumors. That was really astonishing and sad to see that.
Several different kinds of zooplankton had different rates of tumors. Omer says finding 71% of one kind of zooplankton with tumors was disturbing to him. A laboratory colleague of Omer's, David Jude, says at first he was skeptical.
I was extremely surprised, and I immediately was suspicious of it.
Jude had collected the near-shore sample Omer examined. Jude says his experience and education told him tumors were improbable.
Well, I'd never seen that before in zooplankton, and some of the stuff I'd read, you know, indicated that most invertebrates don't get tumors. So it was kind of a surprise to find tumors in zooplankton like that.
Jude decided to send the samples to the Smithsonian Institute to see if something like this had been found before. Janet Reed is a research associate at the Smithsonian Institute's Museum of Natural History.
I went back in the historical collections to the last century, and I did not find identifiable growths in those very old specimens. But specimens that were taken 10, 20 years ago did have some of these, what seemed to me to be the same sorts of growth.
Reed says what set the 1995 Lake Michigan samples apart was the size of the tumors on the zooplankton.
These that were sent to me recently are enormous. You know, it's difficult to understand how that animal does not tip over when it swims because these growths are so large.
Researchers say there are lots of theories about what's causing the tumors. They might be caused by a virus shipped in by an overseas freighter's bilge water. It might be more intense ultraviolet light. It might be higher levels of pesticides or PCBs. It could be a lot of things. Researchers also say right now they don't know what the zooplankton tumors will mean to the fish that eat them and those who eat the fish. Another question is whether the tumors are a local phenomenon or widespread. Mohamed Omer recently presented his findings to other Great Lakes researchers. Omer says he hopes they'll start looking for zooplankton tumors in other lakes.
My finding is kind of a wake-up call for all my colleagues that they should look carefully into this. I'm telling them they all to be active and we should look very carefully, definitely, because this is a problem.
Scientists will start the investigation by examining samples taken from past years. Once they can determine the locations and the years the large tumors appeared on zooplankton, they can begin to test the theories on what might be causing them. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.